Wireless communication has seen a tremendous growth over the past 15 years. Cellular and cordless phones have become consumer products. Wireless communication, the interactive multimedia CD-ROM, covers this field of research and development. The contents have been compiled with the help of many distinguished researchers and experts.
I think this is a very exciting area.
This CD-ROM covers radio propagation. Understanding the wireless radio channel is essential to design reliable wireless systems.
In order to select the best modulation or to select the best coding schemes, the best protocols, the best algorithms, to be able to pass the most amount of data through this channel, you really do need to understand the channel.
We describe channel models, measurement results, and methods to measure the channel. For instance, including a commonly used measurement setup.
The primary component was the network analyzer. There was a portable computer for which data that the network analyzer collected was downloaded to. And then there were two antennas, a receive and transmit antenna and coaxial cable.
Our chapter on cellular system covers frequency reuse plans, but also practical issues in planning and deployment of cellular systems.
You have cell sites that you see around town with antennas on standalone towers, on buildings. You hear read stories about them being hidden inside church steeples and places that are, you know, especially sensitive to aesthetics. Of course, to a radio engineer, right, there's nothing more beautiful than an antenna.
State-of-the-art wireless systems take advantage of modern signal processing, such as diversity reception and adaptive antenna steering. This substantially enhances the user capacity and link quality.
And this, of course, would mean a tremendous improvement, not only in capacity, but also in the ease of frequency planning.
Adaptive power control is another effective tool to enhance user capacity.
All you try to do is just adjust the transmit power so that every single user experiences the same CIR ratio.
Wireless multimedia communication and wireless computing systems are under development, and the first product will enter the market soon.
World Wide Web access, electronic mail access are built on top of reliable transport protocols. It's been over the years finely tuned for very good performance over wireline networks, where the source of losses in packet throughput are typically due to congestion in the network and not due to problems with individual links in the network. This, unfortunately, is not the case in across wireless links, where you might have burst errors or other impairments which make it difficult, at least for a short period of time, to successfully deliver packets.
Of course, such systems are essentially different from cellular phone networks, particularly because of the bursty nature of internet traffic. The Aloha system was one of the first wireless computer networks.
It is interesting that the same algorithm was invented also in Russia, but was published in secret literature.
But substantial research followed to refine such wireless systems.
This algorithm is not stable, and understanding this, I tried to invent something new, which was more efficient.
Wireless computer networks behave essentially different when compared, for instance, to Ethernet local area networks over coaxial cable. Protocols and algorithms have to be robust against the peculiarities of the wireless radio channel.
So you can incorporate easily in a model the probability of, for example, a successful slot, even though two mobiles are transmitting at the same time.
Meanwhile, other issues, such as power consumption, play an essential role in the design and development of wireless products.
So the basic idea is that we don't do any processing in the pad, the portable unit, unless it's absolutely necessary.
This and much more is covered on Wireless Communication, the interactive multimedia CD-ROM. It all started with course material from a popular university course.
The lecturer for this two-day short course on wireless communication here at the University of California at Berkeley is Dr. Jean-Paul Linaerts.
More than 40 experts contributed to the current version of this journal.
It's a very confusing time, a very interesting time, but also a great time because there's so much foment in the industry.
Basic background knowledge, research results, and expert visions on future directions of research.
My concern is that a lot of propagation research is stuck in that mode.
The CD-ROM journal is written in HTML, the World Wide Web language. So it is independent of your platform, whether it's Unix, Macintosh, or a PC. If you are familiar with HTML, we invite you to go directly to the table of contents and browse through the contents of your particular interest.
Okay, thank you, Jean-Paul.